Thursday, November 4th, 2021, 5:06 a.m. I'm getting ready to paint here. Done a bunch of other stuff. Did my usual morning routine, kind of. And I was sitting here looking at this, listening to some history video on YouTube about the sea peoples of ancient times in the Mediterranean. Very interesting. I've heard similar videos on this before, and just kind of an interesting idea. So looking at this panel, absolutely free. It's really in, it's in a state where I know it could go anywhere, you know, because I've done a bunch of changes to it, changed colors, darkened things, blah blah blah, and it's completely taken it from where it was originally, and I want to start finding a way back to something that's a good painting, because right now it's not a good painting. It's not, it's got a bunch of dark spots on it and that need to be lightened up, but you know how I lighten these things up is going to determine whether it's a good painting or not. And so I could play with any number of things on this, and maybe I will. Maybe I'll just keep playing with it some more, kind of push it out further somewhere where it's never been before, and see what happens. Okay, so let me quit talking here and get the painting. Oh, a couple of days ago, Virginia elected the unknown person, Glenn Youngkin, as their Republican governor, and rejected known previous governor Terry McAuliffe. And they also elected a lieutenant governor, first black woman to ever be elected to a statewide office. And one of these people that she's a Republican, and originally, one of the little stories that she talked about on her victory speech the night of is that she's a first generation immigrant from Jamaica. Her parents came here with her at the time, and she even joined the military, the U.S. Marine Corps, before she was a citizen, because she thought that America was worth fighting for. And so I guess it's all kind of paid off for her. It's always kind of a nice thing to hear stories about people that come here and appreciate what America really is compared to where you could be. So just like my father did. And there's a shift towards more conservative ideas, I guess, in this past election, and I guess the race in New Jersey was pretty close, but they're kind of calling it for the Democrat. I mean, it's, and I'm saying kind of because there's enough votes to be counted still that would bring the Republican into the lead. I guess the lead has changed back and forth a couple times in that race. Another funny thing is they had this Democrat incumbent who was the president of, I think, the Senate of New Jersey, and he got defeated by a Republican who spent a total of like $153 on his campaign. So that's kind of weird that something like that would happen. And like I said, this past election is a shift towards more conservative values for some reason. And it's kind of refreshing to hear that, because you listen to the Democrats and their mouthpieces in the corporate news media, and it's all because of racism is why all this is happening. and I don't buy it, and I think a lot of other people don't buy that either. So let me get the painting here. Enough about politics. 7:38 a.m. Okay, so I've been painting here, listening to Piano Concerto in F major by Gershwin. And various other tunes that he's composed over the years in the past. A lot of the stuff you're kind of familiar with if you watched old movies and I don't know, listen to a variety of music. Why wouldn't you listen to Gershwin? What, are you un-American or something? played with the blouse on the figure a little bit. And the sky and the trees. And that. Did I do the hands? No, I did the hands yesterday. And the little scarf around her neck. So I played with that. I don't know. Should I stop painting now? Just not really motivated anymore. But I guess you gotta do something with your life, huh? We went grocery shopping yesterday. We're gonna do another shopping trip today. We like to go to the Korean Plaza Market down in Rancho Cordova for a variety of things that we can't usually get at the other stores that we go to. So a special trip down there on Thursday. The dog got a bath on Tuesday, so that's pretty much taken care of. Beginning of the month, so we're supposed to give him his heartworm medicine. Found a discounted steak at Rayleigh's yesterday that I like to give to him while getting him to eat the heartworm medicine. Because that motivates him to eat more, or eat it at all. Because if you just threw it in there or put it in his mouth, he'll spit it out and won't eat it. And if you put it in his dish, he'll just eat around it. So what I've ended up doing is cutting the steak up after I cook it, and I'll cut the heartworm medicine up in little bits or little slices and mix it in there, and he has problems eating around it. He does eat around it every now and then, a piece or two, but eventually he will eat it. So that's how we've been getting that down. I looked at the whiteness of the whale canvas earlier, and I'm gonna do something with that. I'm gonna add more color or something. I don't know what I need to do, but it definitely needs something to make it pop better. So we'll see. Let's see, what else? Well, it's getting light out. It rained a little bit this morning, not as much as I thought it would, hoped it would, so I wouldn't have to water so much outside, but I am going to water some of the greens that I have growing in the front yard because they looked a little thirsty yesterday. Let's see, what else? I got to go for my walk today, too. So I've got a lot of things to do again today in this existence. So let me call this a wrap. And I may continue painting, but this is a wrap for this. I don't have to come back to make another post here. Another boring post. Huh. Let's see. What was I thinking about painting? There's certain rules that you make when you make a painting, but you don't want to adhere to those rules painting after painting after painting, because then your paintings kind of don't, you really don't, that's the easy way out, the way I look at it. You can make a rule to make something work, but don't be afraid to break that rule to make it interesting. So that's a little bit about a painting. A little painting information that I've dealt with. Okay, so that's it for now. Have a good one.